Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. A question for you. Do your goals and intentions put a smile on your face? On my Sunday show, we're going to be talking about goals and why some things work and some things don't. We're going to be looking at resistance and where it comes from. I had my show mapped out by Thursday and I went for a run yesterday listening to a podcast as I do. Well, your podcast listening hadn't it? So I do go through phases with podcasts, but on this occasion I just looked at my follow list and I picked Sarah McCrum, as I'd not listened into her for a while, so I thought I'd choose something, and I found a show called A Conversation About Money. If you've not checked out Sarah's work, it's worth doing so. She is a money coach, and the work is a fusion between law of attraction, spirituality, and pragmatism. It's a mixture of beliefs and building relationship with money and business, and it's all very grounded. In this show, Sarah was interviewing a client about his experience of getting out of debt. At one point, they were talking about the beautiful request, which is a bit of a terminology that Sarah uses in her coaching. It's about the smile on the face, because when there is something, it is about the smile on the face, because when something has beauty and soul, it is easier to achieve than something without these qualities. And that put a smile on my face, because I knew I wanted to share a story with you. And my pre-planned outline was dropped on my running route somewhere. So look, when I moved to Scotland, I spent about a year making this house habitable. And then I saw this advert in the local paper for advisors in the startup community. Now, we're not talking big money Silicon Valley startups here. This is muck and bullets, down-to-earth, brick-and-mortar business startups. I became a freelance advisor on the business network, talking to ordinary people looking to start a project, a service or a business. I spoke to hundreds of people over those 3 years, and it was a combination of listening, encouragement and coaching. Really great days. I had an appointment with a lady about a cleaning business. She had been very efficient. She knew the kind of service she would be offering and who she would be supplying the service to. She'd done all the work needed to start a business and how much money it would make or generate, and she'd really put the work into this project. But listening to her speak, I could see she was bored. There was no heart or soul in this conversation. And I was convinced she could make a go of it, but what was also clear, this business was never going to make her happy. Now in the podcast, we talk about success and making sure that success you are looking for is yours. It has to be something that you really want. And of course, she needed to find an opportunity to generate money for a living, but this was never going to feed her soul or make her happy. Now, officially, it was not my place to say that. My role was to encourage and support her to give ideas on funding or finance if needed and basically rubber stamp her numbers. As we finished our business conversation, I started to ask what else she did, and then she told me about Highland dancing. Her face lit up with the biggest smile I had seen in the time we'd been together, and we had this amazing conversation about her life in dance. And over the next 20 minutes, it kind of passed in a flash as we explored her dancing journey that took in all these amazing things she'd done in dance and how she always wanted to be a teacher. And I was so struck by the contrast between the passion and energy of that story and the utter boredom in the idea of running a cleaning business. And yes, I did point out the contrast and suggest that while the cleaning company was a good idea, perhaps she should explore starting a dancing school, as that clearly was where her passion was driving her. It's been many years since that conversation, so I have no idea how that story played out. But the point is, when it comes to goals and intentions, it's always about following the energy and going with the flow. If the energy is stuck, difficult, or dour, for want of a nice Scottish word, the project is going to take a lot of push to make it happen. January is an awkward month, but it's the new year. It gets loaded with time pressure. I'm getting older. Another year has passed. I must lose weight. I must get fit. I must find a partner. I must build the business, and on and on and on. And I have to say, I've been there. When the reasons behind the goal are laced with negative thought or limiting belief, we're going to hit the resistance buffers. We're going to discover our doubt in just about every other block along the way. Unless we can approach our goals and intentions with joy, with passion, with excitement, the chance of sticking to them during doing the hard work and making them happen is significantly reduced. At Life, Passion and Business, we discover through people's journeys that it's about enjoying the journey that is important. You've got to want to do the ride. And if you're not going to enjoy the ride, then there must be something else at the end of it. Now, we've all heard of the hero's journey, and that is where the outcome is more important than the pain and the journey towards it, and that's what makes it worth experiencing the discomfort. The hero's journey is an archetypal story, and our heroes have to endure some sort of pain to get to the place of nirvana. And we see this in the movies all the time, but when our protagonist has no choice, in Star Wars, Luke's family are all dead and the dark forces are approaching. The same in Lord of the Rings. Frodo is given the ring, and again, it's the dark forces that push him on the journey. And in real life, there are some people that do choose the hard path. You can check out the podcast with Karen Dark. She is a Paralympian, an adventurer, and currently planning a visit to the South Pole. There's also a show coming up in the next few weeks about corruption and bribery in Africa, and that had some really tough choices in that conversation too. But for most people, life is not like the movies. We're not all born adventurers. We have luxury of choice in our battles and our journey. January is weight loss season, and most diets have been dropped by now. But you see, I have a lot of friends who are the weight loss coaches, and they get clients to focus on an event, particular clothing they want to wear. It's about feelings, not calories. The point is, getting goals or intentions to happen is about feelings and putting the smile on your face. It is about aligned action and passion. If you've been following my Sunday conversations, you'll know that I've been banging on about stories and narratives. And I cannot reinforce this enough. We are the story that we tell ourselves. So if you've got a story that you're running, if you've created a story around your goals that you are running, getting through the hard parts will be so much easier because you can see the future. You can see that place where you're looking to get to. So do check out Making 2022 Work For You. It's in the shortcast tabs on the website. It is about building your story. The key is to refer to it often. When we remind ourselves where we're going and how good it will be to get there, it makes the journey worthwhile. You know, my marathon goal for 2022 is to do a marathon this year and to get this old body of mine in that condition. So I run 4 times a week, and the value of that to me is tremendous. And I'm enjoying my running even more, knowing that I am heading towards that goal sometime in October. I will leave you with this thought today. Your goals and aspirations for the year, which ones make you smile? Which ones give you a buzz? You know what needs to happen from there. Anyway, that's it for this week. So do check out the website lifepassionateandbusiness.com. There is the podcast of Karen Dark, plus the shortcast, Making 2022 Work For You. There's also the resources tab that has that 5-minute process that can change your day. And loads of coaching services and all sorts of things to support you on your journey towards nirvana. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with friends, because that's how this ecosystem grows and how people like you find good podcasts. Anyway, as always, thank you so much for your time and attention and for sharing this journey with me. I'll catch you later. All the best.